USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the AR-15 style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. An American research team believes that they've cured HIV in a woman for the first time. The scientists used a cutting-edge stem cell transplant method they expect will expand the pool of people who can receive similar treatment. As of now, researchers only know of two women whose own immune systems apparently vanquished the virus. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.